Vyavasthanam Svarupataha. Yeah.
All those.
Either.
Shashinam.
Merge into the body of the Lord.
Saragaha.
Creation. Ashandasya.
Of the infidels.
Cha.
And.
Sambhavaha.
Appearance.
Atmanaha. Of the living beings. Banda.
Conditioned.
Moksho.
Being liberated.
Cha. Also.
Yavasthanam.
Being situated.
Svarupataha.
In an unconditioned state. Translation. Please also explain how, merged in the body of the Lord, living beings are created and how the infidels appear in the world. Also, please explain how the unconditioned living entities exist. Yeah, very difficult questions. Purport. The progressive devotee of the Lord must inquire from the bona fide spiritual master how living entities merged in the body of the Lord again come back at the time of creation. There are two kinds of living entities. There are the ever-liberated, unconditioned living beings, as well as the ever-conditioned living beings. Of the ever-conditioned living beings, there are two divisions. They are the faithful and the infidels. Infidels means the unfaithful. Of the faithful, there are again two divisions, namely the devotees and the mental speculators. The mental speculators desire to merge into the existence of the Lord or to become one with the Lord, whereas the devotees of the Lord desire to keep separate identities and constantly engage in the service of the Lord. And the devotees who are not fully purified, as well as the empiric philosophers, become conditioned again during the next creation for further purification. Such conditioned souls become liberated by further progress of devotional service to the Lord. Maharaj Parikshit asked all these questions from the bona fide spiritual master in order to become fully equipped in the science of God. Yovanushayinam sarga pashandasya cha sambhava Atmano bandha moksho cha vyavasthanam svarupata. Please also explain how, merged in the body of the Lord, living beings are created and how the infidels appear in the world. Also, please explain how the unconditioned living entities exist. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachare Satarine. Jaya Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasayor Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Rama.
Once again, please also explain how, merged in the body of the Lord, living beings are created and how the infidels appear in the world. Also, please explain how the unconditioned living entity exists. It is one of the duties of the disciple to ask the spiritual master for instructions on the science of Krishna consciousness. When accepting a spiritual master, It is said, or let us say, from all the regulative principles, six principles are very important. One is to accept the spiritual master, to become initiated by him, and then comes the real thing, to ask questions from him. Two kinds of questions have been mentioned. One is how to engage oneself in devotional service, and the other is questions about the science of God. So when we hear from when we hear the answers to these questions, we will have a mission in our life to fulfill. And that's very important in the life of a devotee, to have a mission. A man or a woman without a mission is a dead person. So I thought today to deal with a few questions which are often put by devotees, and then just relate that to Sankirtan. We are a little late and we should be brisco, fast, and I will just deal with two essential questions this morning. One question is often put by a devotee who is trying to become steady in devotional service. It's the question, when will I get taste in devotional service? It is described when we chant the holy names of the Lord, we should experience love of Godhead. Now, do you all chant the holy names of the Lord? Yes. Do you experience love of Godhead? Let us not give the distressing answer. Another question which is dealt is, when eating prasadam, we should lose all material desires. Now, do you eat all prasadam? Yes. Have you become free from all material desires? Let us not hear the distressing answers. The question, therefore, in the mind of the devotee is, what is wrong? I'm practicing the devotional process, but the result which is given is not yet coming in. Is this a question relevant to your lives, or maybe it's interesting to hear more, because most of us are beyond the question, we taste love of Godhead and are free from material desires. But so we will just hear the answers so that we can preach to the younger devotees. The point here is, just like when you eat, let us say, just when you have a strong fever and you eat a nourishing preparation, you cannot enjoy the preparation. In the same way, when the fever of when you are with a fever of aparadhas, that means offenses which are committed against Vaishnavas and against devotional service, then it is not so possible for us to taste the nectar of devotional service. Therefore, the 10 offenses are always read in our temples so that we learn to avoid them. The first offense is an offense against the Vaishnavas, which can be easily, which is the biggest of all offenses. An offense which has which I want to discuss today in a very positive way and very encouraging way related to Sankirtan. But I want to first of all concentrate a little bit on this discussion. Do you have this experience when you have fever that a good preparation is, or several good preparations are brought before you, but you have no appetite? Do you know this? You cannot eat, even though it may be the best of all prasadam. Do you know this? When the fever is very strong, we cannot enjoy that. So in the same way, Krishna consciousness is the best preparation, for sure. But we will not be
Fieber.
Frag doch immer, wenn du wichtige Worte brauchst. When we have a fever in our bodies, a fever of offenses, vergehen, we cannot enjoy it. We will be on the mental platform from morning to evening. We have doubts. We have weaknesses in the heart. Hridai sudhulabha. It means we are attracted to things which have no relation to Krishna. We just suffer in our lives. So this is really the point which has to be overcome in the life of devotees. Now, to make offenses against others is unfortunately something which is quite well spread in this conditioned existence, and it's very, very difficult to give that up. We came here due to a sense of envy towards the Lord, and therefore when we are in the material world, we always are a little envious towards each other. There is a sense of rivalry, ein Sinn der Rivalität im Herzen. One wants to be better than others, and one is disturbed when others are better than ourselves. It's one of our biggest problems as conditioned soul. Therefore, the Bhagavatam says, when this is overcome, you can taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. How does it say so? Well, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse. It says, Paramo Nimatsaranam Satam. This Bhagavatam is for those who are free from matsarya, or envious, an envious attitude towards other living entities. So, how do we exactly become free from envy so that we can overcome the first of the 10 offenses against the holy name, and then begin to really taste Krishna consciousness? The answer is given in the Bhakti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami, which is very, very, very nice. There is a verse which is spoken by Uddhava, which goes something like this. Oh, my dear Lord, Dragi Godas Pojitin. Transcendental poets cannot express in words the thankfulness which we feel. So Krishna might ask, why are you so thankful? What is so special? What have I done for you? And the verse continues, you have appeared in two forms. One is the super soul, the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within the heart, and the other form is the spiritual master outside. Therefore, we are very thankful to you. In fact, when a devotee begins to meditate about this, or let us say by a devotee, when a conditioned living entity begins to meditate about this, then he develops a spiritual vision. He understands that in everyone's heart there is the soul and the super soul. And then he becomes, by meditating about this, he comes to the transcendental platform of seeing others. He will not see others as friends or enemies or neutral parties. He will not see others as belonging to a nation or a certain gender or a certain interest group, but he will be able to see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna, and he will be able to understand that Krishna is within everyone's heart and giving every soul guidance. Like you have heard, whatever someone does is actually only possible because the Lord in the heart has given the permission. Our Pramita, However, the person who rents up the house, he does so because the Lord of, in the heart has given him permission. The person in the, on the street comes in contact with the devotees because the Lord has arranged it, and he takes a book because the Lord wants it, or he doesn't take a book because it is not arranged by the Lord. Of course, this shouldn't mean being that we stop endeavoring and say the Lord does everything. That is not the point here. The point here is that we understand everyone to be a part of Krishna. When this understanding is there, then we can become free from enviousness. Why? We could remain envious on the Lord just like we are. Well, for a devotee, he understands that the Lord is very kind to him, having appeared in his heart, giving him chances to serve him, having brought him into Krishna consciousness, having brought him to his own spiritual master. This is a source of thankfulness. So we can lose our envious nature and in this way come to a transcendental platform of transcendental book distribution. Sometimes devotees ask, what is the secret of book distribution? And I'm of course not competent to answer this question, being myself not such an accomplished book distributor. But from what I have heard other devotees saying about this, it is one has to distribute on the transcendental platform. That is, seeing people really as souls of part and of Krishna's, and making the endeavor to connect them. So these two points are philosophical points which we want to raise today. I also want to raise just make a few inspirational points today. One point is, I wanted to tell you how nice the book distribution, how Krishna works with the book distributors together. Just a few hours ago, I could say, or just 2 days ago, I met a very nice group of interested people in Innsbruck whose addresses was supplied, was given by Chakshu Prabhu. These people, the girl called Gabi, once was putting the TV set on, and in the TV she saw this emission, Einspruch. Einspruch means something like objection. Where they were discussing in a very controversial way if there is reincarnation or not. Komoda Ki was invited there, and it was a little bit like a quarrel, I heard. They were like two quarreling parties on two sides of a fence and just quarreling back and forth. So then in the end, they put the camera into the audience and asked Rajavidya, who was also sitting there, what his opinion was. And he said, we may go on discussing back and forth for hundreds of years, but that won't change the fact that reincarnation is a very simple law of nature. Boom. That's how the broadcast ended. It was a very powerful statement, as you might, I think, might agree. And later this Gabi, it was just stuck in the head. Couldn't get it out of the brain. And went to one esoteric fair and wanted to have a good book. And this reincarnation book, which we have published in our movement, was introduced to her. And she read it, and she opened the book cover and saw the picture of Raja Vijaya there, the man in the TV. And was highly impressed. Oh, it's so good. And then read that there was a recommendation to please read other books of to read the books of Srila Prabhupada. So next time she met Chakshu, and although she would not have taken ordinarily such kind of books, she asked, ah, do you have books of Srila Prabhupada? Ja, klar! And Chakshu distributed her books. Then later, this is also very nice, there's another peer personality amongst us, they went to the Passau Open Air Festival. And they met Arjuna Prabhu chanting bhajan. And Arjuna, you gave them, amongst other things, a brochure, vegetarisch Essen oder Leben. And you said to the man, Peter, after you have read this, you will stop eating meat. And then his false ego rebelled, and he said, to himself, not to Arjuna, who's he to tell me what to eat and what not to eat? he was arrogant and didn't want Arjuna to penetrate into his private sphere. But when he finished reading the books, he stopped eating meat, and they have now about 7 or 8 very nice people around themselves, all very much full of life. And we will organize on the 6th of January a nice program with them together in Feldkirchen. And I just wanted to show you with this example how the super soul, even before we pray to him, makes arrangement in such a way that a person can come to Krishna consciousness. Krishna is controlling in everyone's heart. We should learn to see Krishna in the heart of everyone. That will make us blissful and Krishna consciousness and very satisfied in our heart, because it's the same Lord who also guides us. That's a nice thing. Another nice thing I wanted to tell you about book distribution, a little leela. On one of the Sunday programs in Zagreb, 500 people came. Whoa. They're so full. It's so enlivening. And we have the Sunday feast not in the temple, but in a hall, in a public hall, Parkner Riedneck. So they that Sunday feast started with a recital of the holy name, of the nectar of ocean of the holy name. Recital, you may not know what it is, it was also new for me. It's 10 devotees who sit in a V form, and they speak verses. One devotee speaks here, then the other speaks there, and because it's always changing, you can hear with full attention. It's something. It's not just one person speaking and then you might lose the attention because one is not used to listen for so long. But cling, 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 cling. Very nice. It was a theater star who arranged this. Stenka Hershak. She played together with Peter Brooks of Mahabharata fame. And is a devotee, becoming a devotee more and more. That Sunday program we had also arranged for little giveaways so that all the guests could offer a light to Lord Damodar. And I remember I saw one person there, all dressed in a soldier's uniform. He was a highly ranked military man, not a general, three or two positions under the general, some kind of high ranked officer, an Offizier von Hohengrade, little the eyes became a little watery. You know, and, anyways, that person, Luca, is we call him Luca, got so inspired by one of the. We had a little meeting and asked all of the friends to buy books and distribute them over the year to their friends. He bought for 1,400 marks, which is quite much there in these countries, books, and is distributing them to all the members of parliament. That's where the books should go, really. And the point here is book distribution to the high-ranking people. That's also a very nice point. We want to do this from our temples. I mean, our temples want to also engage their congregations in this. Maybe today we, our devotees can prepare something that maybe we have to see. Anyways, these are the four points which I wanted to raise. I wanted to make it a little short because it's 15 past 10 and you must be hungry by now. And do you have any questions which came up over the year? Yeah.
I have one question because you give the explanation to Yoga Swami, he recited this verse. What was his explanation, this nectar? This Jiva Goswami commentary, this special about the offense, the devotees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said, it's one of the biggest problem of the conditioned soul to have this envious mentality which manifests in rivalry, anxiety, and bad wishes. Or bad will towards others. And this offense, he said, can be overcome by meditating about the super soul who is in everyone's heart, guiding everyone. And he gave one shloka which is very important in this connection. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridaya sajuna tishtati, that I am situated within everyone's heart and I am really directing the wanderings of all living entities. And then he goes deeper. And this is what Brihavanu Prabhu wants to know. He said that does this mean for a devotee he should just meditate about the super soul within everyone's heart? And he says no. Because as you go on in the Bhagavad Gita, do we have a Gita here? Mm-hmm. I think we must.
Links.
It's very, very interesting thing how he argues that really. No, Kali. Really, we should meditate about. Oh, look at that Swami. The whole world comes here out of the world. Now soon Prabhupada will appear. Very nice. Now you will not believe your ears if you hear this, and you will be merging in the ocean of nectar. Let me just find it here. Oder weiß jemand von euch auswendig, wo das
61.
ist? 61. 1861. Ja. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hrida Shuna Chishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudhani Maya. That verse we quoted. Now it goes on. O son of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace you will attain transcendental knowledge and the supreme eternal abode. Thus I have explained to you knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do. With this verse, the Bhagavad Gita is actually finished. Krishna just comes to the close. You've heard, he has brought his disciple. Ishvara Sarva Bhutana is the Supreme Lord. I'm delivering, I'm situating in everyone's heart and guiding all living entities. He says, this is more confidential knowledge. Think about this and then do what you wish to do. Now when he looked at Arjuna, this is how Jiva Goswami describes it, he saw Arjuna was still a little bit confused. And seeing his dear devotee not really understanding, should he now concentrate on the super soul, become a super soul bhakta? He said, because you are my very dear friend. This is the next part. He starts again. He says, alright, I will give some more knowledge. This is now the most confidential knowledge. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Sarva guyatamam means the most confidential of all. And the word in the other verse was more confidential. It was just guyataram. That means more confidential. But now it's sarva guyataman. I'm speaking to you my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. And then he says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Now do you notice there are two words which are very strong. Satyam means truly, you will truly come to me. And the other is pratijane, I promise. Why is Krishna, you know, just so emphasizing this? The reason is that the people from Mathura are usually liars. They, you know, say one thing and then they do another thing. So when you will see this in Vrindavan, when someone speaks and he really means, then he says, I swear in the name of my cow. You know, then you, because it's important, they always this is Krishna in his dear with his dear devotees. They have a very intimate. Liar is a very strong word, but this is how it is used. They have a very intimate relationship, like Krishna will say to the gopis, "Oh, I was just when Radharani is waiting for him for many hours. He said, oh, I was lost my way in the jungle, you know." And another time he says, Mother Yashoda, she kept me at her place because of a festival. But he did something totally different. So Krishna sometimes out of the he has a very free relationship. So therefore, he thinks, just so that it is 100% clear, he says, Satyam, this is truly the fact, and Prajijane, I promise this. You know, it's not that Krishna on every verse says Satyam and Prajijane. You know, that doesn't mean the other verses are lies. This is not the point. The other points are also, but here he makes the point clear. So, manmana bhava mat bhakto. Now, does this mean Arjuna should concentrate on the super soul Vyavana? Obviously not. Manmana means, think of me, of Krishna. And then he goes into the 66th verse. He says, abandon everything and just surrender unto me. That was very clear. I shall deliver you from all reactions, do not fear. And then Krishna immediately closes the subject. He says, this confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. We have to think this. So a devotee really sees that Krishna is within everyone's heart. This is the most confidential knowledge which Krishna gives. You should always think of Krishna, and this is how. Or of service to Krishna.
So if he sees the Sura, remembers Super Sura, and he sees, remembers Radha Krishna?
Krishna, yes. Krishna in the heart. Bhakti Siddhanta says he remembers Krishna. And if you are a very high devotee, you will always think of Radha Krishna, but it depends on your level of, on your rasa to Krishna. But I think for us it is, as devotees who are, let me say, who are approaching the Lord in the mood of service, you know, we want to do something for Lord Krishna and for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, as we can think that Krishna is within everyone's heart and directing really everyone. And then we will lose our, this problem, which we have said. And then we will be able to chant with full enthusiasm and also free from enviousness towards other living entities. What to speak of devotees? That question doesn't even arise in our head. It's nice, isn't it? It comes really at the end of the Bhakti Sandhava, this instruction, because this is like a statement which, where the obstacles to Bhakti are removed.
This verse, here Krishna says, this one should not explain, this should not be explained to those who are not faithful.
Yeah. This confidential knowledge. He's,
is there also an explanation about this verse? Because we also we are explaining or we are distributing this to the non-faithful.
Yes, but Krishna Das Kaviraj says those who are not, how do you say, on that level, they simply won't understand it. They have no key to enter this. But if you would now say sit down. Come, you say to the Kami, I want to explain to you the most confidential knowledge. Brahman knowledge, that is confidential. Super soul is more confidential. And Krishna consciousness is most confidential. Come here, sit close, I will explain everything to you. And then he will go, what are you saying to me? This is not, you know, and he might bless me, you as a devotee, or even the, you know, and so on and so forth. Like this. See, this is Krishna consciousness is a secret which can only be opened by those who are qualified. Yeah? Does Krishna Das Kaviraj that? Oh, I'm explaining now something which is not fit to be explained. You know how Nityananda appeared to him in a dream and told him to leave his family and go to Vrindavan. He says, he really doesn't want to explain it, but he says, because I can't just control it, I have to speak about it. There are several such parts where Krishna Das Kaviraj says. And then he says, those who are envious like dogs and hawks won't simply understand it. Therefore, it is not important that they might hear it later in the book or read it in the book.
Even say one time, if we don't explain it, he considers himself a miser.
A miser, yeah. So he explains for the benefit of the devotees who are qualified, and he distributes it free. Gut, sonst noch irgendwie, sorry. So, how is the marathon going on, Shisha?
Ja, ganz gut, also wir machen Kerzenzeit. Ja, deswegen sehr große Tapasse auf sich.
Ja.
Für die Frauen. Im Grunde ist es so ein Sprint für Bücher.
Ja.
Aber
verteilt.
Ich yes. denke, ich mache machen.
Yes, nice.
Dann will ich was zu essen.
Gut.
Aber nächste Woche haben wir da auch ein
ja. Weil wir erstmal bis Gurgopal anfängt.
Boah. Der legt dann jeden Tag 1000 Kilometer mit Gadata hinter sich. Gadata fährt nach Garmisch und denkt, ja, nur wir müssen changen. Salzburg.
Und du, Arjuna, wie geht's dir? Gut?
Noch auf dem Prozess, die müssen zum Leben.
Ja, du bereitest dich noch vor, ja. So, das war von hier. Good, so let us end here. We have a nice Sunday feast, which we can.
Was hattest du gesagt, also noch ganz kurz, mit den Gästen, mit was soll ich besprechen?
Ich dachte, dass wir einfach vielleicht so ja, alle Bücher haben.
Achso. Oh ja, das ganze Fullset.
Ja, und dann so entlüften. Also so. Also
so. Dr. Meier. Der war schon einmal auf Sanktas.
Ja, und dann soll jeder sich einfach so viele Bücher mitnehmen, wie er kann, und verteilen.
So ein Weihnachtsding.
Ja. Ja. Auch man kann sich das ja über die. Wenn man nicht so dynamisch ist, kann man sich sehr einteilen über das ganze Jahr. Kann man sich Bücher
klar.
nehmen
für
das
ganze Jahr. Kann eine Palette mitnehmen, kann sich. Hast du schon mal gemacht, ne?
Ja.
Erzähl doch mal zur Inspiration, wie du da in Berlin.
Ja, ja. In Kiel hatten wir letztes Jahr. In Kiel, we had distributed last year. Books worth over 6,000 German Marks. And they... They have a whole pile in the house, and they did door-to-door distribution, but as you know, when friends of Lord Krishna do not have regular association with devotees who are on the spiritual level, then they lose their enthusiasm. So I didn't say anything, but they, you know, the Lakshmi came just very zögernd. That means they were not distributing them, but just before the marathon started, they felt so bad. They again distributed a lot, and now the pile is down. It must be almost down, so I will see if we can give them some more. I mean, we have friends of Krishna like Rainer Schulte, you know him, who always has to take, you know, because we say it's marathon.
Eine Palette war wirklich.
Ja, his whole, then his whole cellar is full and he has to go every Sunday for the flea market to distribute them, you know, on the flea market. I feel we have to be a little careful this year with our old contact. I mean, if we come for the 10th time, you know, and just they have stolen from all the other 10 times a few books. That's wouldn't be so nice. I mean, we could do it, but I just feel we should. Yeah, we should be a little, you know, considerate of this. Gerd Meyer, yes. He's such a nice man. Yeah, let us see. Oh, yeah, there are many ideas which can be done. One is to give all the friends of them books. The others is to go to the factories and give the factory owners books for distribution to the workers. Now, I've never seen this happening in Germany, but they do this in Russia very successfully. Maybe Arjuna could try such a program.
Lavinia does it in Switzerland. He was doing it in normal times.
Yeah.
Industries.
And?
But like you take 2, 3, 5 books.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't do it for the whole.
Yeah, take for themselves.
Yeah.
Too much. Deutschland. Yeah. Aishish was successful. He was one of the first 10.
Really?
By his friend distribution.
Yeah.
450 books.
Yeah. Really? Very good. Yes, he wrote this nice letter and. Yes. Very nice. Very happy to hear that. Good, so let us end here. Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Marathon Ki
Jai!
Sisi Gauri Nitai Ki
Jai!
Gaur Premanand
Vibho! Vachana Maharaj Ki Jai!